For this Wednesday, April 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Posey County Health Department says that it is that time of year again for the health department to start spraying for vector control. They say to avoid any harm to beekeepers in the county, they will attempt to avoid areas that would include your property. Now, in order to do this, they need to be notified of your address. So if you would like their vendor control to do the best they can to avoid your property, please call the health department and give them your address. The number to call is 812-838-1328. To discuss this with the office staff. The North Posey football team posted on Facebook that they will be having their ring ceremony tomorrow morning. It will take place at 8 a.m. in the high school auditorium. All parents and supporters are invited to attend. Mount Vernon baseball got beat last night by Princeton on the road 14-4 in five innings. The Wildcats slipped to 6-7 on the year and 2-5 in conference play. They are home tonight taking on Harrisburg at 5 o'clock. Catch the game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey baseball was hosting Gibson Southern last night, and their game got suspended due to weather. The game was heading into the eighth inning, tied 6-6. Mount Vernon softball was supposed to play at Gibson Southern last night, but the game got postponed due to weather. The two teams will try again this evening. And North Posey softball hammered Vincennes at home last night, 14-0. Indiana State Police are participating in the National DEA Drug Takeback Day. That will take place this coming Saturday in Evansville. This is the 26th nationwide prescription takeback initiative. The goal is to prevent prescription drug abuse and theft through the means of proper disposal of the unused drugs. The Indiana State Police invite the public to bring any unused drugs to their post at 19411 Highway 41 North on Saturday between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. New Life Rescue and Adoption has teamed up with McKim's IGA for a rib fest coming up this Friday, the 26th. Pickup times will be between 3 and 6 on Friday. If you'd like to pre-order, you can do so by contacting New Life Rescue and Adoption at 812-838-3211 or email info@newliferescues.org. Switching to some news just outside of Posey County, there was a packed room at Bally's in Evansville yesterday, where EVSC Superintendent Dr. David Smith presented the state of the schools. Dr. Smith says the corporation is working on adapting teaching methods to improve student achievement. He says Indiana is one of four states taking part in a pilot program. It's created by the Carnegie Foundation and the Educational Testing Systems Group. The focus is on skills and competency-based learning, as opposed to course completion. Smith says this shift will be more relevant to students and their futures. He also hopes the Indiana Department of Education will emphasize the foundational building blocks in primary grades. Travis Tritt is coming to the Old National Events Plaza in Evansville. The Grammy Award-winning country artist will be in town on August 1st. Tickets start at $45.50 and go on sale today. You can get them at the Old National Events Plaza box office or Ticketmaster.com. Switching back to some sports news in local college baseball from Tuesday, USI Baseball earned a 4-3 win in extra innings at home over Belmont. The Screaming Eagles improved to 17-24 on the season. They will play a three-game OVC series at Eastern Illinois that starts tomorrow with a doubleheader at noon. Evansville Baseball travels to Purdue tonight to square off against the Boilermakers at 5 o'clock. The Purple Aces have won 8 straight games and are 22-17 on the year. Major League Baseball from last night, the St. Louis Cardinals got walloped by the Arizona D-backs 14-1. The Redbirds dropped to 10-14 on the year. They have split the first two games of the series and wrap up the series today at 12:15 in St. Louis. The Cincinnati Reds took it to the Philadelphia Phillies last night 8-1 in Cincy. The Reds improved to 13-10, and the two teams continue their four-game series tonight at 5:40. The Chicago Cubs earned a series-opening victory over the Houston Astros in Chicago 7-2. The Cubs run the record of 14-9. They play game two of their series tonight at 6:40. And finishing up last night, the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers won game two of their first round series at the Milwaukee Bucks 125-108. Pascal Siakam had 37 points and 11 rebounds for Indiana. The Pacers and Bucks are tied one game apiece in the best of seven series. Game three shifts to Indiana on Friday at 4:30. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, April 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.